pose that question to developers of the Mountain Valley Pipeline, and they say they're still on track to have the natural gas pipeline up and running by the first quarter of next year. In a statement, spokesperson Natalie Cox points out that the ruling allows the Bureau of Land Management and U.S. Forest Service to redo their permits. But Nathan Matthews, an attorney with the Sierra Club, says the issues at hand are not necessarily easy fixes.
So although the court didn't say definitively, go back and say no this time, or go back and reject the pipeline, I think that these are significant barriers for the pipeline.
Whether construction can continue is still a question mark. Developers say the affected 3.6-mile section is just a tiny percentage of the overall project. But as Matthews points out, the pipeline can't exactly jump to a different spot when it hits the edge of the national forest.
That's one reason why we believe that construction outside the national forest should halt while they figure out where they get to cross the national forest, if they get to cross it at all.
Both parties are still waiting on a decision by FERC to settle that dispute. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.